French investigators just detonated a nuclear bomb under the entire global order. Leaked judicial documents contain irrefutable proof that Bridget and Emmanuel Macron were not just Epstein acquaintances, they were active compromised assets of Jeffrey Epstein's Mossad-backed blackmail machine. Flight logs, bank wires, photographs that will make your blood freeze, including photographs of Emmanuel Macron with a very young male lover, and a signed visitor ledger from Little St. James that lists the Macrons right next to the same Israeli intelligence officials who ran the Promise software op in the 80s. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. This is the death rattle of the global elite child predator network, convulsing in plain sight while the walls cave in. Every bizarre public meltdown by the Macrons, every authoritarian policy, every midnight raid on free speech suddenly makes perfect, horrifying sense. Charlie Kirk wasn't suicided in a car crash. He was publicly executed by intertwined globalist forces as the first warning shot. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, their names are on the next page of the same kill list, and we've got the receipts coming up. Before we dive in, did you know that the Mossad secretly controls most of the world's most popular VPNs? If you're a customer, you need to cancel your subscription right now. The only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state is VP.net. They're built to block the deep state from spying on you. Visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. This goes deeper than Epstein. We're not talking about one sick billionaire with a plane. We're talking generational Satanism. Actual child sacrifice rituals dressed up as elite networking weekends on that blood-soaked rock in the Caribbean. Rituals that never stopped when Epstein died. They just moved the altar to the Elysee Palace. This is the New World Order being born in real time. And the spine that held this beast together for 40 years is the piece of software called Promise, or Prosecutor's Management Information System. Picture this, 1982. A small American company builds the most powerful tracking program the world has ever seen. The DOJ steals it, hands it to Israeli intelligence. Mossad guts it, stuffs a backdoor inside, and starts selling the poisoned version to every friend and enemy on Earth. Suddenly, Tel Aviv and Langley can watch every investigation, every bank transfer, every secret in real time. They own the planet before the internet even exists.
A top secret government computer program comes back to haunt the U.S. Tonight, you'll see how that program is now being connected to multiple local murder cases. It's 11 o'clock, time for news.
The Promise computer program. Database and pattern recognition software was a new source of information and power in the early 1980s. It starts when the program's designers, Inslaw Corporation, accused the U.S. Justice Department of stealing the software for their own foreign policy purposes. This programmer testified he altered the program to create what's called a backdoor to allow government spying. This happened while working on Cabazon Indian sovereign land.
Well, the parties that were involved in the distribution of this software were involved in covert operations, and they were involved in Nicaragua and Central America, and they were involved in operations in the Middle East.
This U.S. Justice Department memo from 1985 shows the Promise software was being sold to Middle Eastern arms dealers and wanted no paperwork or customs inspections to interfere. Even unsolved mysteries got on the case when the last journalist to investigate this spy scandal was found dead in his hotel room. Danny Casolaro's wrists were slashed in 1991. It was ruled a suicide, but his reporter notes disappeared, and the book on the conspiracy he was to title Indio was never finished.
Promise gave the CIA and Mossad real-time eyes on every investigation, every money flow, every dirty secret of every powerful person on the planet. Epstein just upgraded the system, swapped software traps for video traps, added underage girls, boys' private jets, and an island altar. The Macrons didn't stumble into this web. They were groomed assets inside the same unbroken chain that ran from Robert Maxwell to Ghislaine, to Mossad's Lacan unit, to the Elysee Palace. One continuous globalist blackmail grid, 40 years in the making, now weaponized against anybody who opposes it. And they've always been ruthless in assassinating anybody who threatens to expose it. Charlie Kirk wasn't the first, but he was the most public.
To foreign capitals all over the world, several murder investigations are connected to this spy scandal.
The number of murders that have occurred to prevent leaks are incredible. There's nearly 50 murders that can be directly ascribed to this pattern of activity. You have a case of forensic artistry, you know, shall we say, where you have professionally trained people that set up a crime scene, and they make it phenomenally difficult for investigators to backtrack, make a murder look like a suicide.
Now they're on the brink of total public exposure, they're acting like cornered rats. And the Israeli blackmail ring have ordered their French branch of the globalist government to pull the trigger and silence those who are too close to the truth. For Israel, this is existential. Everything is connected now. One single thread pulled tight. The child trafficking pipelines, the political blackmail vaults, the nuclear blackmail dossiers, the total surveillance grid and the digital ID cage. The literal birth canal of the New World Order itself. All of it is exposed in these French files. That's why they're willing to burn the board. That's why prominent Americans are dropping dead in accidents right now. Because the second the normies finally get it, the second they realise Israel has been watching them through every screen, every bank account, every bedroom camera for 40 straight years, the second they see their own presidents, prime ministers like Ehud Barak, senators and judges on their knees in those Epstein tapes, collars owned by the same foreign intelligence service, the entire Western political order collapses before sunrise. Congress? Gone. The EU? Gone. NATO? Gone. And Israel as we know it ceases to exist within weeks.
Robert Maxwell intimately involved with that. His twin daughters, Christine and Isabel, were intimately involved in the affairs of the front company he used to sell that bug software to U.S. national laboratories, including Sandia National Laboratory. And so that Israel could continue spying on nuclear secrets. A lot of this, goes back to the same Israeli spy master, Rafi Eitan, who was running the now defunct Israeli intelligence agency, LAKIM, that was focused on scientific espionage. And it was largely focused on U.S. nukes to a huge degree.
Right now, we're crossing a line there's no coming back from. If you're not anonymizing yourself behind proxies and a new generation VPN, go to vp.net/TPV and fix that. Because people are dying, and they have been for decades. This is the Black Pulse at the center of every conspiracy you've ever feared. The one they'll start World War III to keep buried. And Candace Owens? The French dossier states it plain. The contract on her life is real, signed, funded, and the paper trail runs straight through the private offices of the Elysee Palace. Stay locked in. We're laying it all bare right after this important word from our sponsor. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking, it's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV, the link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. The Macrons have been compromised for decades, both of them. Born into elite satanic bloodlines, ritually abused and trauma programmed from infancy. Mind control wasn't inflicted later, it was their cradle. Bridget was subjected to forced MK-Ultra transition protocols. And the leaked French judicial files now confirm that Jeffrey Epstein told Steve Bannon that Emmanuel Macron is repeating the exact cycle of his own abuse. Epstein said that Macron was in a relationship with a young male lover, same age he was when his 39-year-old teacher Bridget seduced him at 14. Same pattern, same ritual, same abuse handed down like a crown.
Viennent les 26 000 emails déclassifiés, un tsunami numérique. Dans cette masse, Epstein apparaît 4 742 fois. Obama 1420 fois, Bill Clinton 1116 fois. Des discussions sur des opérations israéliennes, des conversations sur les médias américains, des échanges discrets entre Epstein et Tom Pritzker sur les élections étrangères, puis les messages évoquant Ehud Barak, et la grâce de Marc Rich, un nom qui traîne une réputation d'opérateur fantôme du Mossad. Et enfin, des mentions inattendues d'Emmanuel Macron. Dans une conversation avec Steve Bannon, Epstein affirme connaître le boyfriend d'Emmanuel Macron. De quoi parle-t-il ? Sommes-nous clairement face à quelque chose qui dépasse notre compréhension ? La loi de divulgation est signée le 19 novembre. Le ministère de la Justice dispose donc maintenant de 27 jours. Un compte à rebours implacable. Pam Bondi, procureur général, se met en mouvement. Elle ouvre immédiatement une enquête sur les liens criminels entre Epstein et certains élus. Et demande à la justice de Floride de libérer des transactions scellées, arguant que la nouvelle loi annule les protections anciennes. Alors, qu'ont-ils découvert pour agir aussi vite ?
According to French investigators, information about Macron's taste in boys is what caused the transatlantic freakout in 2022. It's also the source of blackmail material that keeps him loyal to Israel and the globalist cause, and willing to send France's secret assassination units on international missions, providing Israel with the necessary cover and plausible deniability in cases such as the Charlie Kirk assassination. Because while Israel were immediately in the frame following the execution at Utah Valley University, nobody would suspect France. But the truth is, Macron has been using a group of professional assassins, codenamed Lily, to kill politicians, journalists, public figures, and activists who have opposed his regime. A report from earlier this year reveals that methods of elimination vary, including poisoning, staged accidents, and, wait for it, brutal public executions. What you're about to hear is not a string of tragic coincidences, it's a kill pattern. Macron's France has quietly reactivated the oldest play in the authoritarian handbook. Eliminate the threat, stage the scene, control the story. In 2017, almost the moment he took the Elysee, a special unit was stood up inside the shadows of DGSE and DGSI. 40 to 50 handpicked operators, codenamed Lily, the fleur-de-lis, the old symbol of absolute French monarchy. Mission statement: anyone, anywhere, who can destabilize Emmanuel Macron must cease to exist. The man Macron put in charge? Alexandre Benalla, his former personal bodyguard and enforcer. The same Benalla who was filmed in 2018 beating unarmed protesters while wearing police gear, and instead of prison, got promoted to off-the-books commander of Macron's private death squad.
Ils veulent pas d'image, ils veulent pas d'image. Regardez ce qui se passe.
The receipts are brutal. 2019, Benoît Guérin, rising anti-Macron protest leader in New Caledonia, tracked for days by Macron's police, dies in a tragic accident. 2021, Olivier Dassault, billionaire heir, loudest elite critic of Macron's policies. Helicopter suddenly forgets how to fly, official verdict, accident within 48 hours. March the 6th, 2022, Isabelle Ferreira, 56, about to publish years of explosive material on Brigitte Macron, found broken on the rocks below the Rance Causeway in Saint-Malo. Ruled suicide. Case closed the same afternoon. 2022, Yvonne Colonna, Corsican independence icon and political enemy of the Macrons, beaten to death in a maximum security prison by a fellow inmate, who was just transferred to the prison and somehow knew exactly which cell to enter. And it's not just the dead. The source of the Foundation to Battle Injustice shared information during the preparation of this investigation. One of France's top journalists, deep in the Macron family finances, started getting night visits, unmarked cars, slashed tyres, the full treatment. He fled the country with his family earlier this year. He's still looking over his shoulder. As is this journalist, Javier Passard, whose life is at risk for the work he's done exposing the Macrons. This is Lily in action. This is the Elysee Palace running wet work on French soil and around the world. And Candace Owens just painted a target on her back big enough to see from orbit. Because when the Israelis say jump, the compromised Macrons say how high. And now his kill units have gone international. 40 years ago, Promise exposed the plan. and its modern offspring Palantir, NSO, Mossad's tools, and the devices we carry every day make it undeniable. This grid was designed to control every last one of us. If you're digging into the dangerous topics online, you need to protect yourself. You need to stay invisible. The threat is real. Your identity, your passwords, your fingerprints, your accounts. Everything that defines you can be turned into a weapon. They use data as leverage. They collect, profile, compromise, and destroy. That's their playbook. Control through exposure. But now, the tables are turning. We know their methods, and we know how to fight back. Head to vp.net/TPV to see how you can disappear from their systems before they decide you're a problem. The elite aren't just corrupt, they're predators at war with humanity itself. And now that the mask is slipping, they're cornered. And when monsters get cornered, they lash out. If you're using a traditional VPN, cancel your subscription right now. Here's what they don't want you to know. The VPN industry has been infiltrated and compromised. Industry leader Proton is funded and controlled by the World Economic Forum in Davos. The same people writing the digital ID laws and building a digital prison for humanity. And the most popular VPNs in the world, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost and Private Internet Access, have been bought out by Cape Technologies, an Israeli company linked to Mossad, whose staff is packed with Israeli former cyber intelligence officials. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline, and they're laughing at you. But a breakthrough has arrived, one that changes everything. VP.net was created in 2025, built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net says, don't trust us, verify. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. So if the government comes knocking, and trust me they do, VP.net has nothing to hand over. No logs, no user data, nothing. Even if somebody put a gun to their head, they'd walk away empty-handed. Head over to vp.net/TPV and see for yourself. It's fast, it's unhackable, and for our viewers, it costs as little as $5.55 a month. A small price to stay protected on the new digital battlefield. Because we need you alive. We need you untraceable. This movement doesn't survive without every single one of you still breathing tomorrow. Take action now at vp.net/TPV. And here's the best part. Your membership doesn't just protect you, it helps fund the world's first open source independently audited privacy network, powered by the people, not corporations. Join the movement at vp.net/TPV. Don't trust, verify.